Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning from Dallas, Texas. It's May 21st, 2016. And welcome to our special feature today. This is our 7th anniversary celebration. Kelvin, welcome back.
Thanks, Nathan. Thank you.
This must be Dr. Chongo, is it? Good morning. Area code 601. Okay. We are going to embark on a one-hour adventure here, Kelvin, and sort of reflect on where we have come from, where we started from. You've noticed something, those of you that are listening and those of you that have called in. I didn't play a signatory song. There is a reason for that. 7 years ago, when we started this show, Kelvin, we didn't have the ability to do the thing of playing a jingle to start the show and, you know, some of these fancy things that we do now, because presumably I think we were amateurs that time, if I may put it that way. And we have come a long way.
Yes, we didn't know.
Welcome back, Roger.
I like
your laughter. Yes, I'm just explaining to everybody.
Technology has a way of humbling people.
Yes, it does. And thank you, everybody, for coming back. That's the way. I saw Musala here somewhere. Welcome back. Dr. Kasonso, welcome to our 7th anniversary celebration. I was just explaining at the beginning, those of you that have called in a few seconds or minutes late, I didn't play a signatory or jingle song, as they call it, because by then we were still learning how to do things. And where's Titus? I'm looking for Titus here. Roger, you remember very well one of the... Let's just give a brief background here. One of the... What happened is one of the evenings during the week, we made an arrangement to speak to, this is not like very secret information, we can talk about it. The former, what were they calling him? I can say deputy ambassador at the U.S. Embassy in Washington, D.C. Very popular, known Zambian broadcaster, Mr. Ben Kangwa. Remember that conference call, Roger, we had with him?
Yes.
We had a conference call, ladies and gentlemen, with Mr. Ben Kangwa, at which we discussed a lot of things. And we were just picking his brain, like they're saying in English. And he told us, he's the one who gave us the idea to say, if you guys could play like a signatory jingle, that's the language he was using, you know, he's a broadcaster. And he told us about a lot of all these things. And we had a good discussion with Mr. Ben Kangwa. From that discussion, the show took a different turn. Totally took a different turn. And I remember very well, we were getting compliments. Roger, Matilda, good morning. Welcome.
Good morning. Thank you.
We're getting compliments from a lot of people. And they were like, oh, wow, you guys, you know, you're becoming professional. And all these things. And it's a human nature, Musaba. When people are patting you on the back and they are telling you that you are improving, you know, you tend to feel good about it. So at the end of the day, what I would say, and I speak on behalf of Roger, Titus, Matilda, Dr. Munsanje, and everybody, that I think this show is not what it is because of us, the presenters, the hosts, the show producers. I think you will agree with me, Matilda, that the show has become what it is because of the people that call in every day, the people that log in every day from Russia, from Australia, Zambia. We have a very big following and listenership in Europe, and we want to recognize our European friends, Canada, North America, and South America. And this is Zambia Blog Talk Radio. 7 years today, and we are just thankful to God for all the support and everything that we have that we has happened to us. Dr. Munsanje, good morning. I can't hear you. You are 10 miles away from your phone. Okay, I can't hear him. All right, Matilda, good morning.
Good morning, Nathan.
We are just doing some reflection here, but so good morning.
Good morning, Mama Madive.
Thankful, my friend, thankful. I'm just trying to get everybody into the system here. Okay, looks like Dr. Munsanje has switched to cell phone. Did you switch phones, Dr. Munsanje? Okay.
Hello?
We'll get started. Yes, I'm saying good morning, sir.
Good morning, Nathan, and happy anniversary. Happy.
Thank you. Are you using your house phone or cell phone?
I used my cell phone. My house phone was not working very well. I just switched.
Okay, good. Great. I believe this must be Mr. Shalva. 703, good morning.
Good morning. This is McDonald, yes.
Oh, Brother McDonald.
Yes.
How are you, sir?
I'm doing fine. Thank you. I'm doing fine. We are on a main project helping helping a family member moving from one location of the city to another location in the city. So that's where I am. But we are fine, thank
you. All right, that's fine. So, Roger, let's do this. Since Mr. Shava is in a situation, maybe we can begin with him. We can, with Mr. Shava and Dr. Munsanje. Brother McDonald, welcome to our 7th anniversary celebration.
Thank you so much. I'm so glad to be part of the 7th anniversary celebration today with you.
Okay. So what we have done today, Nathan, every show which has been here, we have extracted some audio from what they did, and possibly when they did it, I think I wrote it down when they did it. So we'll play that, mm-hmm. and then Nathan, you go ahead and possibly ask them something.
Okay, let's do that.
Okay, so this was the Health Watch, January 1st, actually, 2011, we used to have a program, Kevin Makasonso here and everyone else. Musala is a veteran, should remember this. We used to have a program called Health Watch, and Mr. McDonald Shava was the host with Dr. Munsanje. This is what they covered on January 1st, 2011.
Welcome to Zambia Blog Talk Radio. This is McDonald Chava out of Alexandria, Virginia, here in the shadows of Washington, D.C. 1st January of year 2011. Today in our Health Watch hour, we will be talking about health. Health is a prized possession. And I want to welcome all our listeners who are with us this morning, those who have phoned in, and those who are listening to us on the website. And we'll be talking about health, our prized possession, physical part of it, but there are five other aspects. Let me welcome Dr. Munsanje. Please give us a few words there, welcome.
Welcome to Health Watch show, which I and Mr. Chava host every week. This is a very important topic that we are going to discuss about different aspects of health,
and how we can learn from these developed countries, how can we manage our health. Health is also...
Okay, Nathan, you can go ahead.
Okay, good. Thank you, Roger. So, Mr. Shava, you've heard your voice, how you sounded in 2011.
Yes, yes. I was dancing here listening to that music.
And Dr. Monsanjo,
yes.
Brother Mark, first of all, let's hear from you. Share with everybody listening how you got involved with Zanda Block Talk Radio.
Well, I was listening to, I don't know how I managed to get a link to Block Talk Radio. I was invited by my wife, I believe it was my wife who asked me to listen to Block Talk Radio. And then I made contact with Nathan, the director of a program, and asked what was going on and how the program was run. And that's how I got involved. I listened to a few more programs and then requested to actually lead one of those sessions. And from there on, it was it's history. I went on to get involved in leading the sessions. So I just happened to have been invited by my wife to listen.
Yeah,
to the
excellent.
There.
We thank God for wise, eh? Dr.
Yes,
Monsanjo,
thank God for wise.
Yeah, Dr. Monsanjo, your connection with Brother Mark, and talk about how the idea of health was started.
First of all, happy anniversary to everybody who has been participating in this show, including the listeners. Zambia Block Talk Radio is become a household name, at least in my house. Everybody knows that every Saturday I'm listening to Zambia Block Talk Radio. Yeah, now, I linked with McDonald, and together we came up with an idea of trying to talk about health. You know, there's a lot of our people back home. They are suffering from treatable diseases. And sometimes it's lack of knowledge, so we decided that, no, we should start a show where we'll be talking just about health. I remember at that time we even brought nurses, we brought even patients. I remember a diabetic patient who I am still a friend now. We are exchanging information on email, WhatsApp. We brought doctors, pharmacists, anybody, including business people, to talk about health. No, so that we contributed in one way. So, in other words, Zambia Block Talk Radio has done a lot, and I'm happy with where you are now as an entity. That we look forward to listening to Zambia Block Talk Radio every day.
Okay, well said. And we'll say that we go to Lusaka. It's a packed thing, so
yeah.
We are not going to take long. This one has taken 15
yeah.
minutes, which is very unfortunate. From Lusaka, Nathan, we have Miss Mayuka Mukuka. She was, by this time, hosting Diaspora and Truth from Australia. Miss Mayuka, good afternoon.
Hi, Roger. How are you?
Not too bad. So we have your voice here. When you were Diaspora and Truth, and this was recorded when? Nathan, help me, please.
It was about 2 years ago. Two, three years ago.
Okay, so this was your voice?
Yes.
And Nathan will ask you a few questions here and there. By the way, can you tell the radio happy anniversary, 7th anniversary today?
Happy anniversary. 7 years, it's really good that you guys have reached this level.
Okay,
I think it's great that you guys are still around and you're an institution.
Yeah, of course. Okay, here you are. And you brought a very, very critical subject, actually. We'll play it a little bit extended, and probably would want to know if you are following up on this. Listen to this.
Appa, hey, hey, oh, Appa, hey, Appa, 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 Appa,
everyone, and welcome to Diaspora and Truth with your host, me, Nkuka Mayuka, and I'm calling live from Canberra this time around in Australia. I want to thank everyone for joining us today. Those of you who are in Zambia and Zimbabwe, good afternoon. Those of you who are joining us in England as well, good afternoon. And those of you who are joining us this side of the Pacific, good evening. So this topic today that we're having, we have our special guest, Terai Chanakira, who is the co-founder, well, not the co-founder, but the founder of Elizabeth Chanakira Cancer Trust organization. And basically, we're going to be talking about cancer and what cancer is and how it's affecting patients in Africa at the moment. So, Terai, thank
you. Okay, we'll end it there. Nathan, pick it up.
Yeah, hi, Mokuka.
Hi, Nathan, how are you?
Doing good. It's good to hear your voice. Tell us how you got connected with Zambia Blog Talk Radio.
You know, I'm trying to remember, but I've even forgotten how we got connected, honestly. I was trying to remember, and I feel like I fell into it somehow. I think it was through Walia Chilea, who used to have a show on the platform. Yes, that's how it started.
Yes.
And then I started my own show on the platform. Yes.
Okay. How was your experience?
Yes.
Tell us about your experience and the fact that you hosted this from Australia. And how was it like in terms of time zone challenges? And what other things you were doing?
Yeah, it was very challenging. I mean, I had a full-time job at the time, and then I would do the time zone. I'd wake up up late, because it would start around midnight, and then around 1, 2 a.m., that's when the show would end. So it was very challenging, obviously, for me, but it was a good experience, because it taught me how to actually research and create content for Zambian audience and discuss Zambian issues in a podcast format. So it was a very, very good experience, and I appreciate that. And, you know, having the listeners call in and question and interact with people, Zambians from the States, from UK, from Malaysia, from within Australia itself, it was quite a good experience.
Excellent. Now, before I let... Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, let me ask Mukuka, Nathan, a very quick one. We did a lot of shows together. I remember one was for the stock exchange and stuff. Have you followed on some of the programs or the networks you developed as a result of this radio, which have lived up to this day? Any connections, any networks which were developed and which you can proudly say up to this day you are living with them?
Yes, no, definitely. A lot of the people who came onto the show, who we interviewed or who heard the show, they did form part of my network when I returned to Zambia. There were people who would say, oh, I remember you. You used to have a show in Zambia Blog Talk Radio, and it was this. Come in, let's discuss. And those are people who still call me today for certain projects that we're working on together. But it did help me, I think, to grow my network and me as a person as well, to meet different people.
Oh, great. Okay. Go ahead, Bethan.
Excellent.
A last question there, and then we...
Yeah, last question as we wind up, Mukuka. You eventually moved back to Zambia from Australia. How has it been? How has the transition been? How are things going?
Yeah, the transition was not. It was not easy. It's not been easy, but I think I've learned again. I've learned so much. Met different people. I've gone through different cycles. I've been self-employed. I've been an employee, and then now I'm back to being self-employed again. And it's been such an experience in every area of my life. But I don't regret it. I think that, like I said, that it's been 3 years now. I've stuck it out. And I'm still here, and there's no chance of me going back to Australia or anything like that. So it's been such a great experience. It really has. You know, and there's a lot of people who do call and send me emails or even messages to ask me, you know, how it's been or how do they do it, how do you manage. And I think I wouldn't say inspirational, but I would say that it's a – My experience has been something that people can draw on and say, okay, how did she do it and how has it worked for her, and, you know, apply it to their own lives.
I think we'll do a show, Mukuka, for you to come and bring your experience. Maybe you can inspire us. Who knows? Have a good day, Mukuka. And we'll be back.
Thank you, Mukuka.
Thank you. No problem.
Okay, bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye. That was Mukuka Mayuka. Next. Yes. Next is the line. Anakazi. How did Anakazi start? Yeah, Anakazi was launched on some this day, but the launch didn't mean that the day she started. We started.
Where is she? Before you play the clip, morning,
yes.
Morning, Erica.
Good morning. How are you? Happy anniversary.
Doing good.
Thank you.
All right, let's listen to Anakazi Roger.
Let's listen to Anakazi on the launch of Anakazi. And then we pick it up from there. Here we are. Good morning once again. Welcome to Zambia Block Talk Radio. My name is Roger Chari, and today, special day, we are launching a very, very special program, Voices of Anakazi. Let me cross over to... California, actually. That's where she is. Good morning, Yareka.
Good morning, Roger. How are you doing this morning?
Not too bad. Voices of Anakazi in the house. Before we hand over to you, just briefly explain to us what this is.
Thank you very much. Voices of Anakazi, this is... more or less a platform for African women or Zambian women where they can network with other women in business or, you know, in various areas of their lives. The purpose of the show is to bring African women leaders and experts in various fields so that they can use and share this expertise to better other women's lives. And so through radio discussions and expansion of Zambian women networks, Voices of Anakazi aims to more or less increase knowledge of global issues, and we want to talk about human rights issues and support equal participation of women and men in addressing development issues. You and I have been talking to the districts, and we've seen some of these issues, problems that the rural women face. So we felt this is a good platform to bring women together and to help one another.
Okay. So we look forward to Voices of Anakazi. Voices of what is men in Nyanja? What do you say, men? Voices of who?
Analume.
Voices of Analume. Do they have any room here?
Yes, they do have room. Anakazi, uh-huh. The Voices of Anakazi is just a platform for women, but we want to hear from Analume as well. We want to hear what their opinions are, and you know, it takes the whole village. It's not just us women to take care of issues.
Excellent.
Okay, time flies. That was Anakazi. Go ahead, Natasha.
That's a long time ago.
Yes. Now, Roger, before I probably engage Yareka in a discussion here, what everybody needs to understand, Titus, I'm glad you've come in here. I was waiting for you. Good morning.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Happy anniversary.
Yeah.
Happy anniversary.
You all remember at the beginning I was waiting for Titus because I want you. You remember this? Titus is one of the founding members. Titus, you remember the challenge we had in the beginning? There were no ladies on Zambia Block Talk Radio. You remember that?
Yes. I remember that. I remember, I think it was, I was talking to Mazoka's daughter, Miss Membe,
yes.
Now, I think. And she was saying the same thing. So I said, well, then I'm lucky we have you as one of the ladies, so we solved the problem. And that is how she had told me about bringing that Chasa Kawira after she won the case. I didn't think. So she says she was doing a TV show or something. She didn't have enough time. I said, well, I'm trying to attack the problem. But anyway.
Yeah, so it was a major milestone when we started having ladies come on. By Elizabeth, we are going to ask her something. Matilda, we had... Roger, who was the first lady? Sharon? Was it Sharon? Yes, we had Sharon.
Yes.
And then
yes.
We had... And came along, Waria, Twambo, we've spoken to Mukuka and everybody else. Yareka, talked. How did you get to know about Zambia Block Talk Radio and how did you get involved?
I think my involvement started at the time when we had the conference in Las Vegas.
Las Vegas, yeah.
Yeah, so after Las Vegas,
she dropped there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, she dropped. I think the best thing to do here, Roger, since she has mentioned Las Vegas, where is Elizabeth? I saw Elizabeth here. Here she is. Elizabeth, good morning.
Good morning.
You heard Yareka mention everybody, I think most of you have been calling here, you know, like Elizabeth, she's the CEO and founder of AGSC, African Global Supercenter. Like Elizabeth, you did something that triggered that convention that happened in Las Vegas. Most of our new friends here may not know that Zambia Block Talk Radio, the Zambian organization, did host the first Zambian business convention. Could you talk to us about how that started?
Yes, I had gone to an event in one of the conferences. Actually, Eric comes in Pastankama. It was Eric's conference that he had invited me. So we were there and we met with Dr. Patrick. And he wanted me to connect with the women of Africa. They were having problems as a state department to get speakers from the women of Africa at their Goa forum. So he asked if I could help. So we connected with the NGOCC and all that stuff. Then from there, in a nutshell, from there, Dr. Patrick, after the event went so well at their Goa forum and everybody was very impressed with the women, the way the women did, he asked if we could help him. He had been contacted by TED Consulted to help him organize a business conference in Vegas, and they had postponed, I think, the conference about 4 or 5 times. So they didn't know, they were trying to see if they could get African countries involved. So he asked how we could do it. So I said, no, I think, he said, can you, I said, okay, maybe we can handle Zambia while you try the other countries. So I said, okay, I'll talk to the Block Talk Radio. So I contacted Pastor Nkama. And we set up a committee, and on the radio, the Copeland was talking about Zitik and Copeland, what they do and Zitik and everything. So I told him about the opportunity that was here, that we're trying to organize African businesses or Zambian businesses that had come to this conference in Vegas. But also it would be interesting maybe if we also had the diaspora business community also head there, so we could all be there representing our country. And they told us they'd already informed the embassy, and the embassy was going, they'd confirmed they would be there. So we started planning for it, and that's how Block Talk Radio got involved. They were very instrumental in the marketing of the conference and mobilizing the Zambia community. We really worked hard, and by the time we got to the conference, I think we outshined. The conference became a Zambia conference because people flew in from all over country, the different countries, and the blog was blogging live. There were live transmissions into Zambia when the conference was taking place.
We were live on Radio Phoenix. We were live on Radio Phoenix from we were, this was in Vegas, in Las Vegas. That's where we were. Sorry to cut you, Elizabeth. Let me get back to Yareka so that we move on. So we had 150 people come from across the United States. We had 50 people from Zambia and 2 people from Europe. And that was done through Zambia Block Talk Radio. Yareka, welcome back. You dropped.
Yes, I don't even know where I dropped, but...
Just start talking from wherever you want to. Mm-hmm.
Okay, I just wanted to, I think the most important thing I wanted to say is just the contributors that call in every Saturday to support the programming. Mm. I just want to thank everyone that, you know, Dr. Musanje, Kelvin, and everyone else that I won't even be able to mention, but there's so many people that call in. It's so important because, you know, if we don't have contributors, we don't have a show. And and just your even the listeners, if we don't have listeners, we don't have a show. So I just want to say thank you today. And Nathan, Roger, and Titus, you know, the programming is very difficult. Getting guests every weekend, getting a topic, you know, it can get a toll, you know. It can get to you, especially with family, taking care of children, and then you have to take care of the program. So we just want to thank everyone for supporting us and your commitment. And, of course, over time I've had, for me, for Voices of Anakazi, a lot of support by Elizabeth. She literally held my hand when I started the show. She was there, you know, guiding me and always there every weekend discussing with me. So that was a huge leap for me, and I appreciate her for that. And just, you know, the family, Blog Talk Radio family for me.
Mm.
They're my brothers.
Yeah.
They're people I call upon anytime. And we talk and talk and talk. And that to me is very, it has been just amazing.
People have never even seen Yareka. Okay. Well said. Let's move to Ichalo Chesu. Where is Miss Lucas? Nathan, can you
see
her?
She's here.
Ichalo Chesu with Miss Lucas. Here she is.
Good morning and happy Valentine's Day. Welcome to Zambia Block Talk Radio. This is the program Ichalo Chesu. I am your host, Matilda Mwava Lucas. Pambo Kapilikisha is off today. I just want to say good morning to everyone who has called in live and listening. And good morning to Ntei Kavanda Mahuza, our guest today. Ntei, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Matilda. I'm doing well. Thank you.
All right. Happy Valentine's Day. It's 6 a.m. in the West Coast right now?
Yes, it is. 6 a.m. in California.
All right. Well, just...
Okay, that was Miss Lucas. She's making today, which is 21st of May, to be Valentine. Miss Lucas.
It's Valentine's Day in my home. There's my husband's
Matilda,
birthday.
Which
so
calendar do you follow? Which calendar do you follow?
That was
funny.
So
funny. That's too funny.
Yeah. Yeah, please, so as we went come on, through, Miss Lucas, with your initial days on Zambia Block Talk Radio, as Nathan is asking here, how did we connect with you?
You know, it's funny how we connected. I believe a friend who did some work with my mother, but I met her here, Susan. Susan used to call in on a radio show, but I didn't know which radio show it was. And so I inquired, and not from her, but I got the response indirectly from Siddiq Gelo. He's the one who said, oh, she calls in on this program. I'm not sure the name, but Nathan has something to do with it. So he gave me the number, and that's how I called in. And I think around the time that I called in, we were fundraising for the the quintuplex. And so I called in and I was listening in, but later on I found out that that was not the same show Susan was calling in. She was calling in another show. So I was given more or less the wrong but right information. And so after my contribution on that quintuplets, I think we had another discussion. Then Georgia and Dr. Musanje called me later to say, hey, we like you, the way you contribute. Perhaps you would consider having a show. So that was very flattering. No one had ever asked me to do something like that, and I didn't think my contribution was that significant in order to be asked to present a show by myself. And, you know, I got a lot of guidance from Roger, Nathan, Dr. Musanje gave me a lot of support, and the rest is history, as they say.
Yeah. Well said,
now,
well
Roger.
Said. We are going to close here, Nathan. We are going to close
okay.
That way. We can leave a little bit of time for... Kevin, Dr. Kasonso, the newcomers here, to wish us a happy anniversary, Nathan. We just need three more years.
Yeah, and they should also put down a good offering.
That's right, that's right. Okay. And then the boys, my show today is called Open Forum. It actually started as Business Forum. We used to do a lot of business shows, but material was... And then I think we picked, Ms. Yarika will agree with me and Nathan, we picked when we started to cover a rural district of Zambia. As a lot of you will know, I am not a very good favorite friend of Lusaka. So we had to go in rural Zambia. This is what we did on some day with Mr. Nkata of Katete.
All right, Roger, over to you.
Thank you, Nathan. I've got a very vibrant council secretary here this morning. Van Kata, welcome to Zambia Block Talk Radio.
Thank you very much. Good afternoon.
Good. Actually, it's good morning for me. It's 8 a.m. in the morning.
Okay. Good morning.
good, Wankata. Wankata, someone has never heard of a district called Katete. Where is Katete?
Yeah, Katete is 500 kilometers from Lusaka, the capital city of Zambia, on the eastern part. Now, in the province, Katete is actually in the middle of the Eastern province. And the special gathering at Chipata, which is a provincial town, district on the east. And then there is Mozambique border on the south. And the Petauke is on the west. And then on the north is the...
Okay, so he gave us a lot of good information. I think it was, we were to talk about some programs which we really explored Zambia, learned Zambia. It was going in the district. Then,
yes.
October 23rd, 2010, we hosted Dr. Kaunda on the show.
Blog Talk Radio.
This is a song I sang for Miss Kaunda when I was courting her 60 years ago. We are 60 years married now. I hope you beat our records. I remember when I was in your arms, underneath a pagan moon.
Those that have been following our discussion over the past few weeks, we have been doing a special series on Zambia then and now. And we first spoke to Mr. Mm-hmm. Greswell Mwansa, and then we spoke to Mrs. Mary Kazunda. And we thought the ultimate way for us, especially particularly for us, Mr. President, who are in the diaspora, to reflect and celebrate on our independence, was to get a historical perspective from you yourself. What better person to give us a historical perspective of what happened before independence? Welcome to the show, Your Excellency.
I'm greatly honored. Thank you for the honor. Great honor indeed. Thank you.
Thank you. My name is Nathan Nkama, and I'm going to be heading our deliberation and our discussion. Let me begin by this. This is a question I think everybody would like to hear and understand. At the beginning of the show, we played the love song you played for Mama Kaunda. When and where did you meet Mama Kaunda, Your Excellency?
It takes care if I may digress a bit. She's very near me here. She's with me. My mother, late mother now, brought her into the world. She received her. We were together in a district called in Sali. And then after that, her parents were transferred to another district in Zambia, within Zambia, called Mutika. They were working for a biggest company called Mandala in those old days. And then there she grew up, and I grew up in the district. She was in Kira district. And to cut a long story short, my mother came to realize that the girl she had received in this imperial world had grown up at a place called Mpika with her parents. And in 1946, she traveled to different places. On her way to the cobalt, she passed through that Mpika district and looked at this girl. She was impressed. And she came and told me there was a girl she thought would make me a very good wife. So, to cut a long story short, in 1946, September, we got married. At Mutika.
Wow.
So that was Dr. Kaunda with someone, the marriage arranged, Nathan. Yeah. Those were some of our programming. Of course, we had the solutions on Tuesday with Pastor Mwaka. We had, is it Spot On, some program from UK.
Yes.
We had UK Today program.
And
over
then
the years,
we had the gentleman from Germany who was doing sports.
Sports, yeah, that was yeah.
Oh, and Robert was doing a, what was Robert's show?
Market Roundup,
yes, we did all those shows.
Yeah.
Well, it's been a great 7 years. Let's do this. Let's listen to our contributors, our current contributors who have become sophisticated. Okay.
Yeah, Makasonso, Kevin,
everybody, Dr. Patrick, Yankee.
We need to go together to 10 years, next 3 years. We need to go together there.
That's right. Musaba, your thoughts, any words? Okay. Let's go to Mr. Ntimpa, who has also been with us for a while. Mr. Ntimpa, your thoughts, any words for Zambia Block Talk Radio? Hello? Okay. Let's go to Kelvin. Kelvin is always ready. Kelvin, your thoughts, any words for Zambia Block Talk Radio?
Sorry, Nathan, say that again.
I'm saying, any words, any thoughts about Zambia Block Talk Radio?
No, it's a great platform. You know, I appreciate the fact that you accommodate people's views. And like I've always said, this is a platform we can use to do more things I think just talking and not acting, you know, we'll be going in circles. So hopefully this year, coming next year, you know, we can sit down and plan how we can, you know, improve on our contribution to the discourse that goes on. Thanks.
That's right, yeah. And just a word of, in light of what Kelvin is saying, Roger, Titus, and everybody, it's very difficult to beat your own drum. Like Dr. Monsanje said, a lot of things have been initiated, steered up, challenged, orchestrated, whichever word you want to use, through this forum. And organizations, companies, people groups have come out of this forum and things like that. So we like to say we contribute in our own small way. The diaspora is a huge community. Yama, that's it.
Yes, Yama, congratulations, happy 7 years anniversary. And I'll be real brief. I got to know Zambia Block Talk Radio through, I have a friend, Eli Kumunakwenda, one time called me. There's some Zambians getting together. That was Kabilija, Dr. Monsanje, and I think Elizabeth was there. Then I got to talk to Elizabeth, and she gave me a call about Algoa, and she told me about joining you guys on Zambia Group Talk Radio. So I listened to it, and that's it. I got hooked, and I was with Van Effen in Vegas. And from Vegas there, I mean, that program was worth it. I was informed, and I got to go with Nathan to Uvdamba. That was a good.
Yeah, we had a wonderful time, my friend. We had a wonderful time when we went to Vegas. A lot of relationships were made. Like Yareka said, this is family. I mean, that's what it is. And we've been... Our lives have been brought together. We are knit together. Let me go to area code 267. Is it Brother Derek?
Eric.
Very good morning.
Good morning and happy anniversary to you, sir.
Thank you. You are the guys that make this thing happen. I don't know whether you have any words or any thoughts.
Yeah, it's been a good platform. I mean, I've listened to all kinds of people come there, politicians, business people, and so on and so forth. And I got introduced to the platform by Brother Nefas. I think he had been visiting you, so he told me featuring on radio. So that's how I tuned in, and then we linked up on Facebook with you. So I've been following since.
Excellent.
Before I forget, Dr. Sonso.
Well, happy anniversary, and thank you for sticking around for that long, 7 years, and, you know, people have got many things to do, and they can easily move on to do other things, so the fact that you stick around and bring different kind of programs. I thought that piece on KK was cute, and yeah, and you know, just the breadth of topics also that are discussed are very educative and, you know, kind of enlightening. You know, you go on your Zambia Blog Talk Radio, you're going to learn something. You're also going to share the piece of what is going on in your corner. And something I've appreciated is I don't know if you guys, the moderators, are professional journalists, but I think that I like the tact and the wisdom you use to moderate people as very strong and different opinions on the shows. I think I like that. I was recently introduced to Zambia Blog Talk Radio. I never knew it existed. I was buried in books for so many years. And I happened to just come out of a coma. I joke, say I was I resurrected from the dead. Then Vamoa introduced me to and all of a sudden I'm talking to my countrymen. So I was telling Dr. Kalonde that when I want to listen to Zambian English, I just go turn in every morning on Zambia Blog Talk Radio so I can listen to my countrymen. When I get tired of the whoop listeners swallowing the regular English words, I will just wait for Saturday and go and listen to the English from home. Fantastic job that you've been doing, and I've actually enjoyed a lot of coming on there to sometimes just argue with the brothers and learn from them as well.
Excellent. Roger, before we wind up here and chat the way forward, let's also hear from Priscilla. Okay.
Can you hear me?
Yes, go ahead.
I can't believe it's been 7 years. I feel odd. I feel so odd. Oh, my God, it's been 7 years. I used to listen to you guys when you were on the other show with Mwape. I used to tune in every morning. Both of you have, you've cut your teeth. You've matured. Oh, my God. Wolf Blitzer. I don't even. Nathan, you are a Wolf Blitzer, eh?
Wolf Blitzer,
Roger, who are you? Roger, like a BBC report. I'm so proud of you, my guys, like for real. It doesn't matter what I'm doing, even if I may not tune in. You've never given me a show like you've done to other ladies. I don't know.
Whatever.
But I've been with you for 7 years.
That's good. That's good.
I tune in every morning. I'm so proud of you, and we are still going strong. You call upon me to be a correspondent. You give me assignments. I deliver, and I owe it. But I'm so proud of you. Let's go. Let's go. Let's do this. Let's go. Let's go.
Thank you. Roger, let me turn to you. Somebody listening out there, and they say, what should we expect from you guys? You beckons to everybody here to stay with us for the next 3 years to the 10th anniversary. What should the people expect in the next 3 years from this team, Roger?
Well, like Kevin has rightly put it, I think there is, at the end of 10 years, again, sometimes you might look back and say, probably we haven't done much. But again, there are some things. If you go for UK Today, our brother UK Today, Patson, started his show. Out of the discussions here, Esku has started in Mkushi. He has started his program. Out of things which were being discussed. Out of discussions from Zambia Block Talk Radio, we have today Zambia Diaspora Business Group, which I'm the treasurer of. We have land in New Kasama and looking at construction. So out of here, we have helped out a lady who had five kids. We raised about was it $2,000 at the time? As the radio, I think we have really gone. Now, what Kevin is probably saying now, as an institution, there is something we need to do and say, this ZBTR is written all over it. Is it a school? Mm-hmm. Is it a university? Is it a mine buying a mine? We don't know what it is, but out of the many Bakasonso wisdoms, he has mentioned, there should be things we should pick up to benefit the country.
That's true. That's very true. That's very, very true. Let me go to Yareka. Yareka, you worked in corporate America. You run a viable organization as we wind up here. If somebody posed the question I just posed to Roger, how would you respond?
I'm sorry?
I'm saying you've worked in corporate America, you run the Anakazi, this organization. If somebody posed the question I just posed to Roger, how would you respond? You heard the question?
Just
No, I didn't hear the question.
Yeah, what should people expect from ZBTR in the next 3 years, going to 10 years?
What they should expect? I think it's 7 years, so there has to be some amount of growth. You always say you have to, once you cross 5 years, then you're no longer a startup organization. So we should have more programs, different types of programs, and not just on air, but other ventures or initiatives should be started from here. So I think that's what I'm looking for, proactive.
Titus, you're gonna get the final word here as we wind up. We thank everybody for your support. There's a lot of things that go on, like Yareka said, programming. We've got people that have been funding this thing for the past 7 years. Like my friend was saying in the earlier segment, that now we should be making money. Political parties, companies, organizations, you can come and advertise. You can even ask for airtime for an interview to promote your organization. This thing is now self-sustaining. We're no longer going to be dipping into our family or personal pockets. Titus, you want to get the last word before we go?
Yes, it's been a great learning experience as we go. The very important thing is to understand that I had an opportunity to meet Nathan in person, but not Roger yet. And some people get very surprised when we mention that. So it's a very good thing. I've learned a lot. I've seen people that have come, supported, and are doing great.
Excellent. We are very thankful to the Lord above everything else. One thing that we haven't been shy about here is to express our faith in our Lord Jesus Christ. We are not afraid to say that we believe. We are Christians, and we are thankful to the Lord. We couldn't have done it without the Lord's help. And Zambia Block Talk Radio is on Facebook. It's Zambia Block Talk Radio. We also have a Twitter account at Zambia Block Radio, and we also have a website which we need to revamp, zambiablocktalkradio.com. To everybody who has joined us today for this special 7th anniversary, we want to say thank you, like you do every other Saturday and any other special programming that goes on. We say thank you to you all, those of you listening to us in the deep west coast of Australia, those in Japan, Europe, Russia, North America, Canada, everywhere, and not forgetting the great land of Zambia. We have great listeners out there too. We want to say happy campaigning and vote wisely. Yareka, you coming up?
Nathan? No, we're not coming up
today.
We just wanted to dedicate the day for the anniversary show.
All right. So, everybody, happy voting. Don't throw stones. That's primitive. Just do your thing and support your everybody. There was a huge launch of campaign rallies today, PF and UPND. We wish you the best. Thank you. From now on, we're going to try to focus on the campaign season and what is going on. I'm working on getting RB, Mrs. Isaacs from Electoral Commission of Zambia, the Home Affairs Minister, to come and talk about the things that's going on. Happy 7th, everybody, and thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Your blessings are ever true, and this I never knew, until somebody came and told me that you are the God who heals. And I believed in those words, 'cause I've been searching.